and you start on the inside with the hub. Mm-hmm. And then there are the spokes that come out and fit into the...
Into the wheel. I know what you're talking about. I just can't call it.
Yes, ma'am. What do you hitch them up to? You know, when you on a buggy, that the thing that the traces come back to, that you in order to
On the trace chain? Talking about the trace chain?
Okay, but when you hitch them, when a horse is hitched to the wagon, what do you call that bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Sang a tree.
What's the, any other words besides single tree? What if you have two horses and each one has a single tree? What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to keep the horses together? What you call it?
A breast chain.
Well, if both of them have a single tree, what would you call it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a single tree, or would you call it something else?
Nothing but a single tree. And a breast chain.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you hitch the single trees to?
The breast chain up there nearby to his head. Mm-hmm. Single tree back there to the wagon. Where you hitch the trace chain on.
What's a, would you call it a double single tree? Or
double single tree.
Or what else?
Well, that's a double single tree. You're going to have two of them back there.
You ever just call it a double tree?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say somebody's doing when he's filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it, and then filling it up again? What would you say? He was
unloading it.
But then he keeps on going back and forth. You'd say, what's he doing to that wood?
You got me again.
All right, if he's going from, he's got some wood here and he's taking it to Flint, you'd say he's
unloading it.
No, he's, while he's driving along, you'd say, what's he doing to that wood?
Wonder what he's doing with that wood. He unloading it. Mm-hmm.
But while he's driving along, what do you say he's doing? He's carrying the wood,
He's carrying the wood to Flint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ever say he's hauling the wood?
Well, that could go that way. He's hauling the wood.
Suppose there's a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and
pulling it.
All right. Out of the way. All right. We have quite a few stumps out there with, what would you say, if you were getting them up, you'd say, We have
some stumps out there.
Mm. All right, if you want to pull it out of the way, what do you call it?
Besides pull that stump out the way.
All right, besides pulling it, what do you say you're doing if this is going like that?
Moving it.
Moving
that stump.
What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Ply.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Two horse plows.
That's the only kind you can think of? Or?
Dixies. You can break a land with a Dixie. Mm-hmm. So two horse plows are the best.
Would you use different types of plows on different places, like if the land's flat or hilly, would you use the same kind of plow?
Yeah, same kind of plow.
Mm-hmm. After you plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? What do you do to it after you plow it? You have to...
Mm-hmm.